Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
The first night of a statewide curfew is over, and there are mixed emotions as we face nighttime lockdowns again.
An illegal curfew, 10 o'clock curfew, we're not going to abide by it. It's ridiculous.
The COVID drug cocktail just approved by the FDA to help battle the virus, but who can and can't get the treatment?
Plus, President Trump orders another recount in Georgia, but will the results be any different the third time around? Good morning. It is Sunday, November 22nd. I'm Devin Feely.
And I'm Emily Turner. Let's start with a check of our weather. It is pretty much going to be the same story today, tomorrow, and all the way into next week. And that is clear, calm, cool, and dry. Taking a look at our current conditions out there right now, pretty chilly in most places in the 30s, with the exception of the ones right along the water. You're in the 40s there in Oakland and San Francisco, but the low 40s. 32 degrees in Santa Rosa, so you may be waking up with a little bit of ice even on your windshield this morning. It's chilly. Now, things will warm up, but we're not going to be as warm as we were yesterday. Our 24-hour temperature change shows some of those chillier temperatures, but for the most part, we're going to be cooler overall today, even into the afternoon hours. So along the coast, we'll only make it to the mid-50s. Right around the bay, we'll be right at 60. Again, mostly clear in most places, especially in those inland areas. Beautiful bluebird skies, 64 degrees in those inland areas. Our high temperatures for today, we are not going to get into the 70s. At the most, we'll be to the mid to upper 60s. It's going to be chilly out there, and this is pretty much what you're going to be able to rinse and repeat all the way through the week.
And taking a live look in San Jose this morning, the overnight statewide curfew lifted an hour ago for counties in the purple tier. That's the most restrictive tier in the state's color-coded reopening plan. The curfew is from 10 to 5 each night. KPIX 5's Kenny Choi reports from San Jose with how businesses are adapting on the first night of those new restrictions.
We are ruled by law.
From different parts of the Bay Area, these protesters came to make a statement.
There is no curfew. By law, he can't even do that.
An illegal curfew, 10 o'clock curfew, we're not going to abide by it. It's ridiculous.
We're not going to buy into the curfew.
We're not going to buy into this virus, this flu that's got the same sort of a 99.99% survival rate. It's ridiculous.
Reaction to this latest lockdown measure is mixed. A few hours before the curfew went into effect, diners were aware of the clock ticking.
We plan to follow it. We're here to do our part. We're hanging just with our family members, and we're keeping it safe, and we understand how important it is to just follow the, you know, local government guidance.
We've already felt a little bit of a calmer night and calmer presence with people, so it's just a little difference in the air already.
How the 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew for non-essential outings will be enforced is not clear across all counties, but San Jose police and other local authorities tell us their role is to educate and not to arrest and cite violators.
I wouldn't want to be too extreme with the enforcement, but at the same time, being too lackadaisy, if things are getting out of hand, if there's big underground house parties or things happen in vacant buildings, I think definitely there should be some citation or at least some warnings.
What is certain is the impact on businesses closing early for at least the next month.
That last few hours of service till midnight was our busiest, most profitable time of the evening. So financially, it's going to be a big toll for us as a small business.
In San Jose, Kenny Choi, KPIX 5.
Less than a week after hitting 11 million cases, there are now more than 12 million COVID cases in the United States. That's according to the trackers at Johns Hopkins University. Meanwhile, in California, in the last 24 hours, the state reported more than 15,000 new cases. The positivity rate over the last 14 days is 5.4%. And as of this morning, the number of people hospitalized for COVID in the state stands at more than 5,700.
Taking a live look across San Francisco this morning, where the city is not a part of the state curfew yet. It could soon be. San Francisco County is expected to fall back into the purple tier as soon even as today. After Marin County, the city's test positivity rate is the lowest in the Bay Area, just 1.8%. Health officials say, though, case numbers have quadrupled over the past few days. If the city is kicked down to the purple tier, the curfew would take effect 48 hours later on Tuesday. Of course, if you want to keep up with the latest news on the curfew and anything coronavirus related, just download our KPIX 5 app. It gives you 24/7 access to CBSN Bay Area and KPIX newscasts.
This morning, a major step to combat the virus. The FDA is authorizing Regeneron's antibody cocktail for some patients who test positive for COVID-19. The FDA says it's okay to give to high-risk patients with mild or moderate symptoms. President Trump received the therapy when he was battling the virus. The cocktail contains two antibodies produced in a lab. It can be given to patients who are newly infected. Regeneron says that they already have more than 80,000 doses ready for patients by the end of this month.
Fire crews in Berkeley spent the night watching for hotspots and pouring water on a large apartment building. A six-alarm fire broke out just before 6 p.m. last night in the building, which is still under construction. KPIX 5's reporter Betty Yu found out how the fire impacted nearby businesses.
Just blocks from the UC Berkeley campus, a massive fire erupted just after 5:30.
It's apocalyptic, man, apocalyptic.
Yeah.
That's all I could say. I've never seen anything like this on university before. But when we saw these trucks and all this water aiming up there, and just, yeah, this is like nothing I've ever seen in downtown Berkeley before.
The Berkeley Fire Department says the seven-story apartment building was under construction at the time.
Berkeley, we can handle two alarms, so that puts all of our seven engines, two truck companies, two ambulance companies, and the command staff to work. But because of the size of it, of the building and the exposures, we had to call in for additional resources.
Supporting crews include the Alameda County, City of Alameda, Piedmont, and Hayward Fire Departments. Firefighters battled the flames, pouring water from several ladders as heavy smoke filled the night sky. Businesses on both sides and a residential hotel were evacuated.
Who knows, you know, the people living next door to the buildings that are going to be put out. I mean, it's going to be a huge strain on a lot of people, especially at Thanksgiving time. It's tough, man.
No injuries were reported. University between Shattuck and Milvia are closed to car traffic. People stood by watching the dramatic scene. Some of the flames captured on cell phone video.
Firefighters are watching this, I guess. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. Really appreciate it. Excellent work.
In Berkeley, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
Berkeley fire was at the scene throughout the night, and at this stage, it's still too early to determine the cause of the fire.
Taking a live look at the newly decorated White House, where President Trump is still not acknowledging that he lost the election. Georgia poll workers are busy getting ready to count millions of ballots again. The president has requested a second recount in Georgia. The state completed a time-consuming hand recount this past week. It confirmed the original election results that Joe Biden won Georgia by a 12,000-vote margin. Now, that margin is still less than half a percentage point, so the president can legally request a second recount. Now, meanwhile, a federal judge in Pennsylvania says he will not stop officials from certifying the state's election results there in Joe Biden's favor. Biden won the state by more than 80,000 votes, securing its 20 electoral votes in the process. And in Wisconsin is also conducting a recount where Joe Biden won by over 20,000 votes. Officials there are accusing vote observers for the president of interfering with that recount.
Hundreds of thousands of Californians put out of work by the pandemic stand now to lose unemployment benefits within weeks. That's unless lawmakers act fast. Reporter Christine Lazar is putting some faces to those numbers this morning.
Diane Christman was a Lyft driver before the pandemic hit. As a gig worker, she qualified for unemployment under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, or PUA. But that program is set to expire on December 26th, leaving her with only one option, to start driving again. But Diane has a pre-existing condition.
I'm not sure I'm willing to risk my life to, as this is spiking, to get back in my car.
A new analysis by UCLA's California Policy Lab has found that 750,000 Californians will stop receiving benefits on December 26th. The majority, more than a half a million, are gig workers under PUA. CPL estimates that the loss of benefits at the end of December will result in a reduction of $173 million federal dollars each week into California's economy.
So we are now cutting off benefits to a large group of workers, and that is likely to reduce overall spending and risk depressing the economic recovery.
David Fleming stands to lose his benefits in a few weeks. He says he's also owed back pay from EDD.
We're ready to lose our house. You know, we have two kids. We're on the, you know, we're really struggling. We got some friends. We're borrowing money.
Erica Chan runs a Facebook group for more than 50,000 unemployed workers in California, and she says there are still workers struggling to get benefits from as far back as March.
I feel like there are a lot of people who have given up on seeing their benefits because it's just so difficult.
That was Christine Lazar reporting. The Policy Lab found another 400,000 Californians will lose their benefits by April or May. Those are the people who applied right when the pandemic hit in March.
Taking a live look this morning across the Bay Area, in a normal year, this would be a busy travel weekend ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, yesterday at our three major airports, there weren't many people walking around, plenty of space in the parking lots and no wait in the security lines. Still, not everyone is heeding the warning from public health officials to stay home for the holidays. We met some travelers who were not convinced to cancel their plans.
No, it did make me feel guilty, but I'm traveling here to see my daughter, and she's, it's just, we're gonna be at her apartment, and it's just the two of us, and we're gonna just cook Thanksgiving dinner and be together.
While Bay Area airports are relatively quiet this weekend, that isn't the case everywhere. The Washington Post reports that more than a million people passed through airports nationwide on Friday. It was the second busiest travel day since the start of the pandemic.